We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the guys.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
It's time for Between the Pipes with Andrew Raycroft.
Hey, let's go.
There's going to be a lot of traffic on the way to the game.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plate. People get out of our way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
Great plates. I want them too. Are you even old enough to drive?
Presented by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The name to know when your drains don't flow on WEEI.
All right, let's puck it up, everybody. It is 11 o'clock here with Gresh and Fourier on Boston and New England Sports Original WEEI. Our pal Andrew Raycroft is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around the joys of food, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Frank's Red Hot. Visit franksredhot.com for great hockey and football watching recipes. Let's Frank it up. We go to Razor, who's with us on the Harbor One hotline. Andrew Raycroft, good morning. How are you, friend?
Good morning, fellas. I'm doing great.
Boy, did the Bees need that. Snap the three-game losing streak. Look good in doing so. In all seriousness, granted, it's not going to tilt the season one way or another, but Razor, how important was getting a win last night for the Bees?
Well, I'm not sure the win, but they needed to play well. And they got away from their game for their trip down to Florida and Carolina. I thought they played well in Tampa. If they had lost the same kind of game against Tampa, against Toronto, you'd be like, oh, okay, at least they got back to their game. But to do it and then win convincingly again in the third period and to do it with depth, Carlo, Forbert, A.J. Greer, and Pavel Zacha being your goal scorers to get five against a really good Toronto Maple Leafs. They're 20-4 at home going into last night's game. So they're a good team, and the Bruins made it look easy again, which should relieve everybody from thinking that the entire world was collapsing on this team.
Oh, yeah. They was like, oh, I told you it was going to happen. No team can play that good for this long. The one thing that is interesting to me, and maybe it just, you know, talks, maybe it says something about the makeup of this team is, you know, last year and years past, when guys got demoted or, you know, the lines were changed and it seemed like, you know, somebody was getting punished for something that they did, there was a lot more storylines regarding that, who, what, why, and stuff like that. It happens now, and if nobody says anything about it, it's like no big deal when somebody gets moved up or down.
No, it goes to the coaching. That's Jim Montgomery, and that's his coaching staff. And he has done a wonderful job in just half a season of gaining the trust of his players, gaining the confidence of his players, and communicating well in that there is no demotion, there is no promotion. I am trying to put you personally and the team in the best possible situation. And whether that's you doing well on our quote-unquote third line or our fourth line, that's what's best for you. And a lot of times, to your point, in the past, it has been a negative, and you talk about the demotion. Oh, Taylor Hall dropped down two lines because he hasn't scored. No, it's Taylor Hall's helping the third line, and Taylor Hall and Charlie Coyle are really good. Like, there's no talk of that demotion, that negativity, and it goes to the coaching and of Jim Montgomery and the way he's been able to gain the trust and to show the guys that no matter where they are in the lineup, he cares about how they're doing and what they're doing.
Andrew Raycroft with Gresh and Fourier here on WEEI. I know there was a lot of talk, Razor, and I don't think we really broached it with you very much in terms of the trade deadline, but Bo Horvat ends up getting traded to the Islanders by the Canucks. Was that a real wish list thing for Bruins fans? And what do you make of Horvat going to the Islanders? Does that shake anything up or impact the Bruins negatively really in any way?
No, it doesn't affect them negatively. I think I'm assuming there's some Bruins fans that had him on the list. I wasn't one of them because I assumed it was going to take a piece off your roster this year. And yes, it would have been nice to be able to get Bo Horvat signed. He's an unrestricted free agent, but I want them to worry about signing David Pastrnak before you bring another big name unrestricted guy in the mix. So it didn't really make sense, I don't think. It seems as though Horvat wanted to go to the New York Islanders, and that was part of that puzzle as well. So I think it's just good that piece is off the table. There's one less guy out in the mix in the rumor mill, one less team that Don Sweeney has to call about and move on. I think the All-Star break will crank things up when it comes to the trade deadline.
So would you say that the Bruins' biggest, I guess, nemesis, would that be Carolina? Would that be the one team that's like, oh, crap, I don't know what it is about them, but they're always tough?
Yeah, they're going to be tough. They're extremely well coached. They have big, long defense. We saw it in the playoffs last season. I think they have a very similar team to last year. They didn't make any changes at all. And the Bruins took them to 7 games without Hampus Lindholm and without Jim Montgomery behind the bench and Linus Allmark playing the way he is. So I think it's going to be a tough series, but you're not going to also see them to the conference final. So as we know in playoffs, the first round is the wild sprint. No one knows what's going to happen. Anything can go. By the time you get to the third round, which is when you would play Carolina, theoretically, if they both go that far, you've got injuries, you've got 2, 3, 4 weeks of playoff scars on you at that point. It's a completely different way of looking at it. So I don't think you even think about Carolina because both of them are pretty much locked in, 1 and 2. Carolina technically could catch Boston, but they're not dropping to number 3. So you're not going to see, they're not going to cross over. And if the other team you're looking at is Toronto and Tampa. That's the second round matchup. And I don't think anyone's going to look past the Tampa Bay Lightning if you see them in the second round.
It feels like the rest is coming at the right time. I know that Jim Montgomery, before even this Toronto game, had mentioned, hey, maybe some of this 3-game losing streak is we need some guys who can take some time and sit down. I'm actually kind of glad that only Pasta and Linus are the ones who have to mess around with the All-Star game this weekend. How important is this rest period for this older Bruins group, or is that overrated in your mind?
Well, no, it's important for everybody. It's certainly more important for some of the older. David Krejci gets to go home and hang out with his family for a week. Like, that's going to be extremely refreshing. The other guys made the cannonball run, I'm sure, to Logan Airport this morning to get on a plane to Mexico and blow their brains out for a couple of days and, you know, let it rip.
Wait. Go back. I love it. The cannonball run to Logan. So would that be the easiest flight to head to Cancun? Like, is that like the easiest direct flight?
Some guys are going to the island, but I mean, that was definitely one of our spots back in the day. We, you know, a few of us would meet up around the league, and yeah, you're playing the Saturday night game at 7 o'clock and you have the 6 a.m. flight to Mexico the next morning. You basically stay up and then take a run to the airport at 4 a.m. to get going and get your break going.
I don't think the cannonball run line didn't get me.
No.
You make the cannonball run to go blow your brains out in Mexico for a couple of days.
I always thought that was interesting because, I think one time in my career, my coach gave me a whole week off. But for you guys, it's routinely a legitimate amount of time that you can really get out of Dodge and like not be worried about like getting back late or something, right? Because it's such a big chunk of time.
Well, it is now, but when I played, it was only the 3 days. So again, you had to maximize every minute. And yeah, nowadays too, you could get away with missing a practice. You would be cut. It would be a big problem. So you had to maximize, get the perfect flight. And that's why that, that 6 a.m. to Mexico was so important back in the day. Now they get a little bit more time. They get a little bit more rest. We were exhausted when we got back from an All-Star break.
I was
going to
say, that's the problem with the young guys.
Okay, so yeah. Before we tee up Razor to just go off on the All-Star game, would you be willing to, this is the tickle trunk question of the week right here, right? Would you be willing to disclose which teammate you got the drunkest with in your whole career?
Well, yeah, I can do. I mean, Hal Gill and I were pretty good friends, and we spent a lot of time. He was in Pittsburgh, I was in Denver, and we met each other in Cancun with the wives for a fun time. Hal would have no problem me telling everyone that's no big deal at all.
I was always
trying to keep up to the big fella.
That's what I was going to ask is, was it someone egging you on to sort of stay up, or did you have, like, did Hal Gill know you enough that, hey, he might drink a Labatt's, but if I give him this drink, I'll have him, you know, pantsless on the beach by 9.
We would have a pretty good yin and yang going. We knew what buttons to push for each other, and I certainly could wind him up pretty easily. But he definitely knew when it was go time for me as well. So yeah, we bounced things off for each other pretty well.
I am fascinated by this because I can't imagine how incredibly tough re-entry would be if you go to Cancun and then you have to come back to some cold, wintry destination, and it's freezing cold. And, like, how long does it take you to get, I guess, reacclimated to, like, you know, just the lifestyle that is professional hockey?
Well, no, you're pro, so you have to acclimate right away. I mean, that's why you do it so quickly in and out. It's almost like you're so quick in and out, it didn't even happen. You basically close your eyes and wake up and you're back wherever you were. So no, you had to be a pro about it. You did have to, you fly with the Owls. You got to soar with the Eagles in the morning.
Okay. Look at him. Look at all these little drops we got from Razor.
This is fantastic. All right. Let's get into this weekend, the NHL All-Star Game. Razor, I'm going to tee you up on this. What skills competition event are you looking forward to the most? The splash shot, the pitch and puck, the tendy tandem, or the accuracy shooting, maybe a little breakaway challenge? I mean, you might get hammered just watching all this.
Oh, I've certainly blocked off my Friday night to not miss a second of it. the tendy tandem, I mean, what? Fascinating. And listen, I do have kids old enough now to, like, they do get it, and they're, like, into it, and they'll think it's cool. For me, it's a corporate event. I'm glad it's in Florida. Again, it should be in Florida. It should be in Vegas every single time. Like, let's make this like the Super Bowl, where you're only going to good destinations. If the guys have to go, make it fun for them, make it great for their families, make it an actual break. At the end of the day, it's a corporate event, and that's what it is. So I'm glad it's in Florida for the guys, but at the end of the day, it's comical, right? It is truly comical. The other thing I was thinking about, Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin shouldn't have to go to this. Like, there should be a limit. Like, this is great for Linus Allmark. First time, it's a really cool experience. You get to be around everybody. It's really cool. But David Pastrnak's already at number 5. Like, is he going to go to the next 10 of these as well? And does it get old, and should we find a way to mix it up for everybody
else? But can you get out of it? Can you just say, no, I don't want to go?
No, now you have to miss a game either before or after
come
the break.
On.
It's part of that CB. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, obviously you can come up with the old growing injury the day before, but even that, I think the league's a little suspicious about that nowadays.
That's amazing.
So if the NHL, if the, you know, guys like Gary Bettman call up and they say, hey, I see this guy standing beside Jaffe, this guy Raycroft, he knows what he's doing. And if the commissioner called you and said, how do you fix the All-Star game, what would you tell him?
Well, I would tell them that, first and foremost, it has to be in Vegas every year. That's mm-hmm. first and foremost. Secondly, gas 90% of the skills competition. Make it a two-day round-robin tournament where you play games the first day. Make it really try and get a little bit more competitive and find a way to have more meet and greet, bring everybody down on the ice, do more interactions rather than the random skills with guys putting wigs on.
Fantastic.
There'll be costumes and everything, though, the whole thing, yeah.
So are you dipping out? Like, you got nothing to cover for, like, I mean, you got like a week and a half off, don't you?
The Beanpot Monday night, guys.
Oh,
we can bet on that, too.
That's right.
I cannot bet on that. No, I can't.
No. We can in another state. Can. Yeah, exactly. Yes, but wow, look at that.
No, the Beanpot couldn't have come at a worse time, really, because, yeah, I can't duck out anywhere.
Well, Razor, we appreciate you, friend. We always love our chats. Thanks a bunch. And we will catch up with you next week. Enjoy the Beanpot. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Stay warm this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try not to die.
Oh, we got a story about Fourier later, Razor.
Yeah, you should be listening.
I am. Awesome. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you. There goes our guy, Andrew Raycroft of Nesson, and, of course, right here at WEEI. He is with us on the Harbor One hotline. Oh, I tried to get the drink out of him. I wanted to know what Hal Gill would have given him to get him, like, dance off, pants off. Dance Everybody's off, got one.
Off. Of course.
But that was a great show with Jody Sweetin. Remember Full House?
Yeah.
Okay. She was the one who grew up to be a voluptuous-looking lady, if I may say so.
I thought you were...
No. And she did a show that was on, like, I don't know, Stars or Reels or whatever. Dance off, pants off.
See,
or
I
pants
thought
off, dance off. Sorry.
I thought you were going to talk about the porn actress who was on Boy Meets World. And now she's like a high-end, like, popular porn star.
Really?
Caitlin Matlin or something like that is her name. Maitlin, Caitlin, yeah. Put that up. Put her picture up on Twitch.
Okay.
Put
her picture up on Twitch. Let's not get Coop fired.
Coop, go ahead. Coop said it was okay.
Coop is also underage. He can't access that stuff. He'll get busted.
Listen,
you know.
I put a picture up with her clothes on, like as a kid from Boy Meets World. I think a before and after. But, yeah, she's like a.
Oh, everybody only remembers Topanga. That's it.
I think it is the wait. No, it's
no,
not
it's not. That's
you would
Daniel
remember
Fischel.
This one.
She's a legitimate actress.
A legitimate actress actually going.
I
to
don't.
Porn.
I don't know of this. I don't know if you're spreading propaganda right
nope,
now, or
nope,
maybe you got
nope,
your lines
I heard
crossed.
Her on, I heard it on Howard Stern, and I was like, "Let me look this up," and let me tell you, it's not like the B level stuff.
You
like,
know the
it's hardcore in your face. Like, holy cow! How do I get this off my computer?
Did you know the actor who stuck his tongue to the pole in A Christmas Story also did the porno?
Really?
Oh yeah.
Just look him up. What do you think he looks
you
like?
You can look him up.
Guy that stuck his tongue to the pole who is now a porn star.
Yeah, yeah. Not Scott now. Schwartz. Did say, yeah, Scott Schwartz. Right, right.
Okay. Do you look up Caitlin? Is it Caitlin Matlin? Am I even right? Am
Maitland
I even
close? Wood?
Caitlin.
No,
what is
Maitland.
It? Maitland Ward.
Maitland.
That's it.
Maitland Ward.
There it is.
Okay.
Look. Boy Meets World star. This is on the Twitch star. Maitland Ward makes
oh,
six
that's
figures
only
per
fans.
Month. No, it isn't. It's
if
not only fans.
You,
it isn't. But that's a new deal. That is new. Look at the date.
But if you showed your feed on OnlyFans,
no,
you'd probably make a couple of bucks.
No, this is new. She's at the AVN Awards. She does hardcore.
I've been to the AVNs too. No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to say that. Right. Thank you.
She's only 44 years old.
Well, in
boy
the
meets
prime.
World. Boy is meeting world. That is for sure. 100%. All the boys.
We would have to change the word meet to something else.
Yeah,
but
all
anyway.
The boys are meeting her world. Something like that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Fourier with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEEI.
By the way, our guy Chicken Nick is in for a couple of days while Terp is out cruising the high seas. So we shift everything around a little bit. So we move Chicken Nick into here to run the board, and then you end up with Coop, who is running the Twitch chat, which is why we mentioned Coop as well. Those guys
doing a good job. Coop's doing a good job. He's on today.
Oh, Coop's all fired up. He's just
because of Maitland Ward.
Well, listen, you know, Chicken Nick helped in that information gathering as well, and you're the one who brought it up, which
I mean, I feel like it was, it kind of went with what we were talking about.
It very much did. I will give you credit on that.
I feel
that,
like I 100% added to that segment. Probably more than you did.
I would
say my contribution was more than yours.
It was more memorable.
I can't believe.
Once you figured out the name, took you 15 minutes.
That's true, too.
What's the name? Montgomery Ward? What?
I'm surprised I didn't say that. I'm surprised that you were able to focus through on that. Like, you did not, you didn't follow the bus.
No, I've been, who hasn't seen a naked person in their life?
Well, I mean, I guess, like, if you told me Winnie from the Wonder Years was in, like, now all of a sudden doing porn, I would kind of, like, instantly run to it to see what the hell was going on with it.
Oh, because it was more the morbid curiosity of
it all. And then that was like, I watched the Wonder Years, right? The original version, not the new one. And like my nephew and some of my kids, like they were, hooked on the Boy Meets World, the old one. That's all they watched. God forbid they know that their favorite character is now like, you know, like an OnlyFans supermodel and a porno star.
You know, there was a WWE superstar, because that's how they termed them, right? Mandy Rose. She was the NXT champion for a while. They were grooming her to ultimately come back up to the main roster. And it isn't OnlyFans, but whatever the other platform is to where you can show your wares. I forget what platform it's exactly called. But apparently they let her go at WWE in like the beginning of December. And the rest of that month, she made like $500,000. Showing butt and foot pics and the occasional nip slip or something like that.
Yeah.
Ton of dough out there.
Yeah, I know. What the hell are we doing? Well, there's got to be a niche for us. There's got to be a niche for us.
Feet. I'm just telling you.
You think women would get turned on by looking at our feet?
I never said women. I don't care who looks.
As
long as they pay their $10 a month, who cares?
Yeah. Huh.
It's all about collecting the checks, isn't it?
We may need to try that out.
Well, I mean,
can we do a whole show with just our feet on camera?
I don't think we're allowed to.
You think the numbers will go up?
I think we have to.
Shows on Twitch. Why not that?
I think we
should do a hot tub show.
I think like if we did the whole, like we did the show in the hot tub or like riding a plastic pickle or something, I think WEEI has to be plastered on that pickle now because you sign everything away. So if we were going to do anything like that, or, like, you know, go down the road of some of the other, like, OnlyFanners or whatever, you know, foot fetish dot whatever, something like that.
Okay. That's it?
No, the average OnlyFans creator doesn't make a ton of money. But all we would have to do is pull in a couple of people and we come up with a concept.
That's more than I make here.
Real easily. But again, it's the whole.
I mean, telling you, there's a hustle segment here that I think we
underneath the bottom of your feet when you put
just put a little GoPro there.
One says WEEI on the bottom, and the other's a picture of Ken Ware.
See, my thing is, I have really good looking feet though. Like for someone who's played football or as many years, you would think your feet would be all jacked up, and lots of guys get that nail that's all fungused up and it's just nasty.
You mean the big toenail mess up?
Yeah, disgusting.
That's me.
Or they have like
mine got ripped off in college.
Corns.
Oh yeah,
my feet are amazingly good looking for the amount of wear and tear. I mean, they're not great, but based under the circumstances, I have good looking feet. You know, hold on, let me show you.
Who have you compared your foot to be able to make a determination?
That
your feet are, I mean, I don't know. All I see is the bottom and a bunch of dirt on the bottom of them. You got to spin yourself around here.
Oh, this cramp.
Is right. That's going to happen. No, it isn't. Your big toe is a little crooked, and it has like a giant knuckle. You can tell it's football player foot.
I don't have fungus. There you go. Look, there's a good shot on the Twitch right there. Look how good looking that foot is.
That is gross.
I mean, I'm not saying it's like I should be a foot model, but under the circumstances, based on how much wear and tear, like, I don't have jacked up feet.
Somebody,
like, I don't have balding your, like, fingers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I got a big lump on the side of one of my feet.
You know why? You know the only reason why?
Ligament.
You know the reason why his fingers are so jacked up, or anybody's fingers are so jacked up, like, after the injury? They didn't rehab it correctly. They didn't rehab it correctly. They told me, they said, listen, one doctor said, hey, listen, if you dislocated this finger, you broke this, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to give you some advice. If you take the time to fix it and, like, keep working on it for, like, 6 months, it'll be as good as new. It'll be, and I can tell you, I mean, I only have one finger that's really jacked up, and it's this one. This middle one,
your ring finger on your left hand.
Yeah,
for those on the radio.
But otherwise, I mean, I have six screws in here. I've dislocated both my thumbs, you know, at least 10 times.
I've jacked up
my pinkies. I've been dislocated. I remember in games going, "Oh, my finger's dislocated." I ran to the sideline, and the trainer was like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "My finger's pointing the other direction." He said, "Hold on," and just popped it back in.
And that's
went back
all
out
you
there.
Did. And you taped it up, and there you go. Oh, the other one's straight. My pointer fingers go weirdly crooked because I jacked those up.
Yeah, but you
like
can.
Like, they turn in a little bit. Somebody said that, hold on here. Manhand picks is a thing that we might be able to make some money on.
Manhand picks. Can we pull that up?
Is that like when George was a hand model?
I listen, no. Because
I don't think so.
Remember that? The whole
Manhand picks.
What was it? Cold damages the epidermis. Something like that.
Listen, yeah, if we're looking for a side hustle, and all I have to do is take one picture a day of my hands, like holding a cup of coffee, like, you know, whatever, you know, writing down on a piece of paper, and that does something for somebody.
Listen, as long as you're not showing your face so people can figure it out, you can pretty much show anything from the neck down, and nobody would have any idea. Yeah. Yam bag, feet. Knees, hands.
I feel like it's
maybe you have large areola that people would like to see.
There is an app for that.
Wait, there's an app for large areolas? Is that what you're saying?
There's got to be. There's a category
you said that
for everybody.
Like
there's
you knew.
Yes. No. I mean, I haven't gone through every single category, but I'm sure there's a category for that. That's why I just said there's an app for that.
See,
there's always an app for you. You're into it. You can find like some sort of like neighborhood, you know, virtually.
So
that
here we go.
That.
Here come the Twitchers, right? Radio Chick 81, Foot Fetish Pre Friday, Jenny Forbush. Of course, she's in as well. Oh, I'd subscribe. I got a thing for hands. Here we go.
I got a thing for hands.
I mean, seriously. Like, you know, Greg Hillary, we have the faces for radio. Yeah, Fourier. Yeah, Fourier had no TV career because everybody thought he was ugly. Are you kidding me? The TV people see him and they're like, oh, my God, look at him. And I'm not kidding.
He's talking.
You're also mixed race as well, right?
Fit in every box
in every box for a TV person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we got it. We need a quarter. Yeah, you got that guy. Well, got that too. Well,
right?
Yep, we got that too.
Exactly right.
Well,
and you look good and you can speak. I mean, you know, look at Bart Scott on TV and to hear what he says, for God's sakes. But anyway, I'm just telling you, there are people who said that we might be able to pull this off. So I can see it now. The hands of the hosts of EEI. Ken Laird signed up for it.
Oh, yeah. Ken Laird is running down to sales right now. Is it legal to sell feet pics? Of course it is. What do you mean, is it illegal?
Well, hey, listen. You know, Coop is doing his thing on the Twitch chat.
$10 per photo is what I saw.
Hey, today's truck day.
Crickets.
Exactly. Should we get back to talking about large areola and fungusy toenails, or do we want to hear from Alex Cora, who spoke to old friend here of WEEI, Brian Barrett, on his
Off the Pike
podcast? And Alex Cora talked to Barrett about kind of when he found out that Bogey was leaving for San Diego.
11 years is 11 years, and I still remember. We had an idea what was going to happen. I do believe our offer was very competitive, the last one to Bogey. But at one point, it seems like it was, you know, they were on the other side already. They were in the West Coast. And I was on my way to Arizona to go see Ike, Pivetta, Ref Niner, and Bogey. I was going to have lunch. And me and Ramon Vasquez, our bench coach, we were at the airport in San Diego. We were at the bar, and we look up on SportsCenter, and boom, you know, breaking news. And Xander Bogaerts signed with the Padres. I was like, oh, wow, you know. And then 11 years, and we cheer for him. We're like, wow, 11 years, good for the kid, you know. So we actually call him, you know, we talk a little bit. Then the next day, we talked for like 20 minutes, and we went through the process. And I told him jokingly, I said, bro, if you would have signed with us, and then I found out that a team offered you 11 years, I was going to kill you, you know. So just happy for him.
So to me, a couple of things stand out to me. One, it's like don't even know about it until you're at some airport bar and you see it on ESPN, right? Isn't that you're the manager of the team. Nobody's saying, hey, just so you know, if somebody calls you or texts you looking for a response or a comment, okay, here's what just happened. You know, or maybe the Red Sox didn't even know. Like maybe the negotiations while they were going on. Like, Xander's not telling the Red Sox. Like, Scott Boras is his agent. He finds out. He releases a statement. He doesn't even tell. Maybe he tells, you know, ESPN, and they run it on the ticker before the Red Sox even know. I just felt like that was interesting. Like, hell, they're just hanging out. And they're talking. They still talk. They still hang out. 11 years. Like, dude, what are you doing? You better take that deal. Like, he's not even trying to talk him out of it.
Yeah, but it feels also like a kind of like a retroactive cop-out of the whole, well, when I found out it was that much, I was like, boy, you better take it. It's like, really?
There's a part of me that believes that,
like,
yeah.
Like, do we think that, remember how we had talked about the slot receivers over the years were allowed to go into free agency, and it's like, pff, you go find money or whatever. If one of those, if Edelman brought back 3 for $30, let's say, would Bill have been like, well, you better take that because I'm happy for you? Like, I don't know. There's something that feels a little disingenuous about it.
Really? You think so?
Well, because it feels like it's the great way to cover it. Like, first of all, he also mentions in there as well about the whole a competitive offer. No, not really. There's a big difference between $170 million and $285 million, whatever it turned out to be.
That's where I think that he knew that. And the first time that he renegotiated and signed an extension, that was all like, you know, Xander being like, this is what I want. And this go round is like, Xander was like, all right, Scott, just go get me as much as you can. And sure as hell, you find out that he's able to get you 11 years. 11. So even in later on in that same podcast, Cora mentions, like, I mean, and I believe he's like, hell, I don't even, he's like paraphrasing here. He's like, I don't even know if Xander wants to play 11 years. 11 more years. I know it's a lot of money. I don't know if you mentally can get through that, but I honestly, God, believe that they knew they were out of it and they weren't going to be able to compete, that the numbers were already on the table in a range where they weren't willing to go to. So they were legitimately happy for him. He's happy for him. Dude, you got 11 years? Who the fuck that was even possible?
No,
you'd be nuts if you came back. Yeah, but I want to stay. No. We'll you'll still be young. We'll be fine. It's not like you won't even be like 40 years old. You won't be 40.
I kind of do believe the whole Cora was really out of the loop. I would believe this more, that Alex Cora, who'd been a player, sort of understands not only the game from the management end, but also the player end, understood that, okay, Bogaerts is likely to go get a butt ton of money, and that we sort of know that, okay, he's probably going to fly the coop. Like, that felt more genuine than, wow, $120 million more. Didn't see that coming. I'm super happy for you. I don't know. It just didn't feel like it didn't line up. And then there's Alex Cora talking about Trevor Story getting injured. And then, of course, Kike is probably going to hop in there. Here's Cora talking about both those guys.
I went to see Trevor right after the meetings. He just started his throwing progression. He was swinging the bat well. He actually took me to see the Mavs, you know, against Milwaukee, and we talked about.
Oh, Luka versus Giannis.
Yes. Nice. He did a good job. Great seats, floor seats, you know, and he was a good host. And we had dinner that night, and we talked about it, and he was excited, you know. Obviously disappointed that Bogey wasn't going to be with us, but you know, the business is the business, and we had to turn the page, and he was getting ready for that. And it is one of those that, you know, it's hard, but at the same time, if you look back, and I have said it in other venues, the contract extending Kike in September or August, that was huge for us because we have a quality center fielder, a quality second baseman, a quality shortstop in one player, and we can, like, move or, you know, we can make some moves based on Kike. And right now, well, you know, he's going to play a lot of shortstop for now. We're excited about that. And I know Trevor is going to be working hard to get back as soon as possible. And, you know, the goal here is to get off to a great start, play good baseball for a while, and get Trevor back and put pressure on the ownership to add some weapons, you know, when July 31st or whenever the deadline is, and improve the team.
Wow. So, Kike Hernandez, a quality, we can play him here, we can play him there. He's a Swiss Army knife. I don't know about the quality end of it. By the way, Matt Barnes did a press conference, believe it or not, when he went to the Marlins, I guess, and said that he was blindsided by the move from the Red Sox. So the very latest here on Truck Day, which, by the way, is going to make the stop at Polar Park because, well, you know, got to consolidate all that spend, make sure that everything ends up making it down to Fort Myers. And so I guess if you're in Worcester, I think it is tomorrow, you might be able to go get your picture with the truck. Even Buckley stopped doing it. So you know that maybe it is jumped the shark a little bit. Of course, we got all the bets for you. The lunchtime parlay, a four-leg lunchtime parlay next.
And it goes on and on. Whatever.
WEEI.
I love
EEI,
man.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England's
sports original.
This is Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Get Boston sports original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Well, we went 2-2 in yesterday's lunchtime parlay. We tried to give you a four-teamer as well, and I was successful in getting Fourier off of the Celtics money line for an easy cover. However, my pick in Memphis just went the other way. I think Portland won by, like, I don't know, six or seven, something like that. I had Memphis minus. Billy had the Warriors as well. That blew up. Terp hit the Kings, and Fourier hit the Celtics. So Fourier is now 3-3-1, even though he would argue he's 3-2-1 because
there you go.
One of the picks counted against his record. But nevertheless, we are bringing Christian along a little bit.
Slowly reel him in, baby steps.
We are reeling you in with those feet of yours. But anyway, let's get to another lunchtime parlay. We'll make sure to get this on Twitter and Instagram. If you're not following on Twitter, shame on you. Gresh Fourier, W-E-E-I on Instagram. You can find us, Gresh and Fourier. And why don't you go first today? Keep it going. Okay. We'll try to keep the good juju going. You hit a pick, so let's ride it a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Luka Doncic. I'm going to go a prop bet, okay? The Pelicans versus the Mavericks. And then I'm going to go Luka Doncic over 17.5 rebounds plus assists, which is a minus 130. I'm going to go a little bit creative because I'm feeling really good about myself. I figured I'd mix it up a little bit. So that's over 17.5 rebounds plus assists.
Okay.
Which is minus 130.
All right. So there you go. So over 17.5 rebounds and assists for Luka Doncic. Billy, what do you got today?
The Los Angeles Clippers are visiting the Bucks. The Bucks are going for their sixth straight win, so give me the Bucks to cover 4.5 over the Clippers.
And actually, we can knock that down to 4 because I just checked on DraftKings, and they took that half point out of there. So that is good for us. And for Turbis, Chicken Nick. Chicken Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Gresh. The Warriors are coming off. They're on a back-to-back with the Nuggets tonight. They went to overtime with the Timberwolves last night. So Curry and Klay and all those guys, they all played over 40 minutes. It's a big number, but I like the Nuggets minus 12 at home against the Warriors.
Woo! That is okay. A big number, but and you know what? On the back to back, you got the chance that half the Warriors
and
sit
the
down.
Warriors stink on the road anyway.
They have not been good. I'm going to go more. This is more of an anti-Indiana pick than it is a pro-Lakers pick. It's the Lakers -1.5. Indiana is pretty poopy. They are not good. Doesn't matter whether it's home or away. And it's the Lakers skinny. So give me the Lakers -1.5 against Indiana. So Luka over 17.5 rebounds and assists. Nuggets -12. Bucks -4. Lakers -1.5. Oh, boy, we're riding the favorite train again. However, this four-leg parlay doesn't have a ton of value. Gotta say, it's a little disappointing from that end. Your $10 will win you $75.39. DraftKings is probably your best bet on this, in part because of the Luka prop. So we'll just okay. We can leave that there. So $75.39, your $10 would win you for the lunchtime parlay. And if you want to find those picks, Gresh Fourier, W-E-E-I, you'll be able to find that out there on Twitter. Sally Field, the legendary actress. I talked to her yesterday. You'll hear that coming up at 12:25. And we're also going to talk about our friend Christian Fourier.
We are.
Because, well...
What did I do?
I would say that we are hopeful that you are not going to end up a popsicle or in traction this weekend. We'll get to that after we talk to Sally Field. But... Paul in Rhode Island's been hanging to ask a question, so let's get this in here. Paul, you're with Gresham for you.
Hey, guys, great show. Great show. I'm just going to say two quarterbacks got a chip on his shoulder to come here. Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo. One of them is more pricey than the other. What do you think? And I leave at that, okay?
Thank you, Paul. I think there is a better chance that Tom Brady signs a one-day contract here than Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr showing up. Mac's the guy. Let's just be real about this. It's a part of the reason why they got Bill O'Brien. Those two guys know each other. And even if it isn't, hey, you haven't been coached by him, they've known him, they've had interaction. I think they know that they've got something in Mac. Now, after what happened with Matty P, it's the, okay, did we really screw this up? And the best hope is that Bill O'Brien saves it. But to think that the Patriots are going to then turn around and say to Derek Carr, and I'm going to go on probably the low end. It probably, you know, Carr's going to get a job somewhere, probably for $10 million, unless he's going into a good team with an already established starting quarterback like the Chargers or Kansas City or whatever, in which then he would get high-end backup money. The Patriots are not going to throw more money at the quarterback position.
Well, I think Derek Carr will get almost twice that, to be honest with you. He's
no,
a starter.
No, he'll probably get a starting job in $20 million.
Yeah,
right.
Easily.
But he ain't coming here to be the starter.
Hell no. They'll get some 30-plus-year-old Brian Hoyer type that will be here as some sort of, like, shoulder to cry on, another set of eyes, some sort of, like, you know, mentor or whatever, just to bounce things off of, like an established vet. Those guys are so valuable. You're done with your career. You're just looking to kind of be a mentor. That is who they will bring into the room. And they already have Zappy, so it'll be Zappy, Mac, and an older guy. That's it.
Hoyer maybe for another year, just as a caddy. He's the third.
Yeah, that's a good way of using it. It's a caddy. Yeah, just someone who's carrying all your information in their backpack.
No, really is. Or the guy where it's, man, I can't believe Billy O's riding me hard. And then that's where you turn and you have the veteran presence.
You're just not thinking about it right. If you want to remember, you gotta try this.
You know what it is?
I get it now.
They need, and they will go find, the Christian Fourier of that room.
Sure.
You even said, hey, at the end of your career, you were
my
there.
Goal.
You were there
was
to
my
be
goal.
Present. Right.
Yep. And it worked out. I got 2 years of it. But I learned it from watching Anthony Pleasant. That was my template.
Anthony Pleasant. Rick Lyle, Bobby Hamilton, that group.
Yeah. Well, Bobby Hamilton played, but Anthony Pleasant, when I got here, never played and never practiced. Ever. Like, maybe he was there in
So
he's
he
there.
Was, so he was the Patriots' Udonis Haslam.
Yeah.
From Miami.
I feel like old coaches know the value of those guys. They're just important. And if you do it right and you're nice to everybody and you work hard,
You will meet a bunch of coaches, and they will eventually be a head coach, and they will want you to be that guy. Just got to wait to play long enough.
Willie McGinnis got it from whenever
Cleveland.
Yeah, when he went
to
Cleveland.
But he played, though.
Well, for a year.
He played.
Yeah. And then it that
they like actually did a whole jersey ceremony when they signed him.
That was a big deal whenever Romeo first got there.
Yeah.
But a year and a half in,
it was not the same.
But he was running the
courtroom. My plan is I don't work. His plan was he was working.
Oh, I got it.
See the difference between the two?
I understand.
I know I'm third string.
Got it.
I'm not even practicing. When the rookie used to yell at me when he would do a go route and tap his hand on his head and be like, hey, can you get one for me? I would turn around and see if he was talking to somebody else because I was not going in. I was like, you're talking to me? I mean, you better run your ass back to the huddle. I'm not going in there taking that.
So somewhere,
you're 22.
So somewhere there was a young rookie tight end on that Carolina Panthers team. So Dante Rosario hates you.
That probably
is so lazy.
He's 22. Staying up late at night, carrying it on. I was 37. What are we doing?
You were doing no work, staying up late.
No, we was just partying, coming in like half stone half the time. I'm not doing the work for you. Wow. Not happening.
Look, you may have just triggered an NFL investigation because
fine.
Those things were illegal
it's
back
totally
then.
Totally fine. Don't
Statute
even care.
Statute of limitations has run out. The Celtics blew out the Nets. The Bruins got a win. Sally Field will join us at 12:25 as well. The lunch hour of Gresham Fourier is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.